Let's recap the trade that I took earlier on ES.
We're on the 5-minute time frame. Here's market open. Let's scale to the higher time frame and mark out our London session lows, London session highs, Asian session lows, Asian session highs. All right, remember yesterday how we had this huge continuation to the upside, making these new highs? So yesterday I talked about how we were looking for some relief to the downside on higher time frames, because we had taken out all these draws on liquidity, these highs, and then we see price break structure to the downside and overnight add some relief and fill this imbalance, and we see price continue until right here's market open. So after marking out the London session lows, London session highs, draws on liquidity, we wait till market open. We see price break structure to the downside, hitting a key level here, right here. This was a London session draw on liquidity on a higher time frame. And then we see price make equal lows, which signals a reversal. And as we had this relief to the downside overnight, it's likely after knocking out all these draws on liquidity that we would see a change in trend to fill that imbalance. And price, right as market open, we see right knock out the key level and then go higher. First, I had the liquidity sweep. Second, I had SMT. As you can see right here on NASDAQ, price makes these equal lows, but on ES, price makes a low then a high. And on the 1-minute time frame, we have multiple candle closure as confirmation. We enter targeting the recent high. I chose this one. This trade was a 2.35 RR. Ended up making us 569 on the day. But then earlier in the week, we did have it. We went through a little bit of hell and back. So I think right now we're near break even, but there was a learning lesson week.